Whether you're new to aviation or an experienced pilot looking to advance your skills, Go Vertical Aviation has you covered. With an excellent learning atmosphere and a staff committed to excellence in education, Go Vertical Aviation will customize a learning program just for you. For more information, go to goverticalaviation.com or call 256-412-5226. Be sure to follow Go Vertical Aviation on Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn.
Don't just go. Go Vertical.
Boutique Air in Muscle Shoals, Alabama offers direct flights to Atlanta, Nashville, and Pensacola. Boutique Air service runs twice daily, 7 days a week, with fares starting at $59. Follow Boutique Air Muscle Shoals on Facebook at Boutique Air MSL and book your flight through BoutiqueAir.com. Boutique Air.
Where you can fly private for the cost of commercial.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers. Many of you have now heard the term stepped-up basis and it possibly being eliminated, which is very concerning. I encourage you to schedule your free 15-minute consultation with attorney Harlan Mitchell to find out what you can do to protect yourself and your family. Schedule your appointment with attorney Harlan Mitchell by calling 256-216-9884 or by going to BamaEstatePlanning.com. Do it today.
Would you like enhanced energy, better moods, less fatigue, help with allergies, better sleep, mental clarity, or just want improvement of your overall immune health and well-being? Do you need to recover from intense activities, workouts, or sports? Then IV therapy at the Drip Factor inside Trinity Medical Center is right for you. Our IV drips are filled with nutrients, vitamins, and minerals that will help your body replenish, restore, and achieve your wellness goals. For more information, visit trinity-medicalcare.com and schedule your appointment today at Trinity Medical Center, located at 500 Governor's Drive.
Experience the difference at Athens Bible School. The vision and purpose is to provide each student a quality education in a Christ-centered environment to develop the whole person spiritually, mentally, physically, and socially in safe and supportive surroundings. The solid biblical foundation permeates learning and culture in the classrooms and every extracurricular activity.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference. Somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, this is Maggie Peterson. I played Charlene Darling on The Andy Griffith Show, and you are listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, folks. This is Ricky Skaggs, and you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White. Something
good today. Welcome to a Thursday edition of The Mark White Show. I am your host, Mark White. And for the past couple of weeks, you have heard about True Hayden. And if you follow the show, if you've listened to the show, we actually have a promo for a special event that's coming up this Saturday, April the 17th, for True Hayden. It's called the Be True Bone Marrow Drive, and it's taking place at the Rock Family Worship Center in Huntsville, Alabama. Amy Roseman is on the line with me right now, and she represents DKMS. They are organized to try to help people who are battling blood cancers and to do bone marrow drives in communities across the country. I'd like to welcome Amy to the program. Welcome to The Mark White Show, Amy Roseman.
Wow, thank you so much, Mark.
Glad to have you. And we have a very important event, as I just said, for True Hayden, who needs a bone marrow donor. I had spoken with her mom about this event, and she talked about the fact that not only did she want to benefit her daughter, True, with a bone marrow donor, but also help others in the community who also needed a bone marrow donor as well.
Absolutely. And that's where DKMS comes in. So we are an international nonprofit bone marrow donor center. And what we do is help families like True's family and corporations and people like you, Mark. We help people get the word out about the need to register as a potential donor and walk people through the registration process and hopefully through the donation process to provide a second chance at life for a patient like True who's in need of a whole new immune system.
Now, you are a donor recruiter for DKMS. what is your passion behind being a donor recruiter and working with the DKMS organization?
That's a great question, Mark. So the mission of DKMS is personal, not only to DKMS, but also to me. So DKMS started 30 years ago in Germany with one family search for a matching donor. And sadly, the patient, Mechtel Hart, lost her battle with leukemia, and her husband's last promise to her was that he would help to find matching donors for patients searching for donors like she was for the rest of his life. And so that's where DKMS began. I came into play here in the U.S. just over 9 years ago when my dear friend was looking for a matching donor, and we hosted a donor drive in Texas and registered about 800 people on a Sunday afternoon. And fortunately, my friend found a matching donor. She's doing great today. I actually walked about 4 miles with her just night before last. And my sister-in-law, sadly, a year after, was diagnosed with a blood cancer and needed a transplant. And so that's how I got involved. And I'm really excited to work with the Huntsville community to raise awareness and register donors at our drive-through donor drive on Saturday.
On a personal note, my grandfather who raised me, his name was Lynn Hedrick, and he passed away of multiple myeloma. It was a blood disorder. They determined that he was too old at the time to have a bone marrow transplant, and he battled for a year with his blood disorder. It was a very difficult time for us as a family, and obviously I want those who are out there from across the board, whatever age someone is, if they can get help, if they can receive that very important bone marrow transplant, I want them to be able to receive that.
Yeah, thank you for sharing, Mark. So like so many people, it's personal. And sadly, we don't know about the need until we really know, right? So that's kind of how I got involved. And you know, constantly, so many people tell me, hey, I didn't even know about this. And with only 2% of Americans registered as potential donors, we see this over and over and over. And we also see the value that hosting a donor drive and a family sharing their story has not only for them, but also for people who are found to be matching donors. So when this is all in the rearview mirror for True and her parents, and True, you know, grows up, and let's say she's in kindergarten and they're contacted and told, hey, thanks for sharing your story. Because of you in 2021, so many people registered at the Rock Family Worship Center, and someone has gone on to provide another patient a second chance of life. It's really rewarding for the families, but also for the donors. I hear from donors all the time, Mark, wow, like I had no idea the impact this was going to have on me. This has changed my whole outlook on life. I'm so glad that I had this opportunity. I would do it again in a heartbeat.
When we're talking about True, the only cure for True at this point is a bone marrow transplant. True is one of 70% of patients without a perfect matching related donor who must rely on a total stranger to donate stem cells, bone marrow, to provide a second chance at life for this sweet little baby.
Absolutely. And that's so hard. So hard for families. It's a really, really difficult thing to hear. And sadly, in True's situation, the database is not diverse. And about 69% of people in the database are white. So what we're hoping to do is register as many people as possible of every color under the rainbow in order to help as many people as possible. So if we can add diversity to the database, we can provide second chances to more patients and allow everyone to have the same chance at a second chance at life. So anyone who is between the ages of 18 and 55 years old and is in good general health can come to the donor drive. It's just day after tomorrow. It's Saturday, April 17th at the Rock Church. Can come by. It's a drive-through event. So the whole process will take less than 6 minutes. You don't even get out of your car. You will understand what happens if you're found to be a matching donor. You'll fill out a form so that DKMS knows how to reach you if you're ever found to be a matching donor. and you'll swab the insides of your cheeks, and you'll drop that information off with a volunteer, and you'll be on your way. And you never know, you just might be that one person who can provide a second chance to someone like Drew, or another patient, or someone else's mother or daughter or friend, or you just never know. So we're hoping to have a great turnout, lots of heroes in waiting. Come by, we hope, to sign up, and hopefully not only will we find a matching donor for Drew, but maybe for a lot of other people.
When we talk about numbers, Amy, we talked about within certain ethnicities, the donations being higher or lower, but in fact, we're talking about only 2% of Americans in total have registered as potential donors. So we're talking about a very small number of Americans to begin with.
Absolutely. And that is the biggest problem, is awareness. People don't realize how easy this is. So I explained what happens, how you register. It's a matter of minutes, and you swab the insides of your cheeks. But then if you're found to be a matching donor, well, that's a big if. It's a really big if. So about 1% of people who sign up are found to be a matching donor. What we're looking for is a needle in a haystack. So we're looking for, in Drew's case, we're looking for an exact genetic twin. This is your fun fact of the day, Mark. Each one of us has an unrelated genetic twin. Like, it's crazy to think about. So Drew doesn't have a matching donor in her family. She doesn't have siblings. So she's half, her DNA is half her mom's and half her dad's. So she's waiting on a stranger to step up, swab their cheeks, and provide a second chance at life for her. And what that means, if found to be a matching donor, most of the time, the donors are asked to donate stem cells from their bloodstream. It's a process very similar to donating plasma or platelets. So blood is taken from the donor's arm, the stem cells are removed, and then the blood's put back in the donor's other arm. It takes like a morning or an afternoon, and the donors are awake. Most of the time they're watching Netflix, they're listening to music, they're hanging out, right? If they're matched, like Drew's donor, so Drew is a young one, right? She's 8 months old. So her donor will be asked to donate actual bone marrow. And that is nothing like how it's portrayed on TV. This procedure is done under anesthesia. It's a quick procedure. It takes less than an hour. The donors are sore when they wake up in recovery. That soreness goes away. We tell people the soreness goes away. That feeling of saving a life is forever. So most donors might have this done like on a Thursday or Friday. They go back to work on Monday, assuming they don't have a very physical job. So I'll give an example of that. So one of the cast members of The Lion King on Broadway was found to be a matching donor, and she was asked to donate bone marrow. And she did have to take a couple weeks off from performing because her job is very physical, right? And she was afraid that she wouldn't be able to do her job to the full extent if she was a little bit sore. So she took a couple weeks off. She went right back to Broadway. And you know, that was great. It's definitely, she calls it a shining star role in her life, being a donor. We worked with a soccer player. He was a goal, or he is a goalkeeper. And he did have to miss a couple of games. Again, his job is very physical. But for most of us, we would go back to work. We would resume our regular activities just within a matter of days. So it's a really simple process. It's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. And to think about the impact that you can potentially make on a patient, on their family, on their friends, what if true? It's the one who grows up to cure cancer. Like, everybody deserves a second chance. So we're really excited about this event. And it's free to register. So there's never any cost. We never want finances to hinder someone's willingness to step up for someone else. So there's never any cost to register as a potential donor. There's never any cost at all to the donors if they are found to be a matching donor. DKMS covers all of the expenses related to the donation. If the person has to travel, if they live in a rural area, maybe where there isn't a collection center, they might be asked to travel. We cover all of their expenses for them and for a companion, because this is a major moment in someone's life, being a donor. we want for our donors to be able to share that with someone who they love and who will support them. So there's never any expense. We've tried really hard, Mark, to take away all of the barriers. So hopefully we've done that. Hopefully we'll be able to report back to you next week that we have registered hundreds of people in Huntsville at The Rock. If somebody can't make it, they can go on ahead and go online to dkms.org/true, and they can order a free kit to be sent to their home. It includes a postage paid envelope. So they follow the instructions, they swab at home, they put it in the postage paid envelope and send it back.
That sounds great, Amy. And we are talking about the Be True Bone Marrow Donor Drive taking place in Huntsville, Alabama at the Rock Family Worship Center on Saturday, April 17th from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. And DKMS is the organization that will be down there. DKMS.org is the website if you would like to check out more about DKMS and what they're doing and maybe potentially come to your community. A couple of weeks ago, I had Anessa Hayden on the show to talk about the need for her daughter to have a bone marrow donor. In the next segment, I want to share that conversation that I had with Anessa Hayden. And that way people get the mother's perspective. I think that'll be good. And then we'll close out this conversation just by a message from you of encouragement to people who are listening right now in and around the Huntsville area to come out on Saturday to be part of this Be True Bone Marrow Drive.
I love it. So it's a simple cheek swab to sign up as a potential donor. You'll be put in a database. You'll be a hero in waiting. You never know. You could be the one person who can provide a second chance at life to True or to another patient. So we're looking forward to seeing you. Hopefully we will register hundreds of people on Saturday, April 17th at the Rock Family Worship Center. And 10 minutes of your time, you watch a video, you understand what happens if you're found to be a matching donor, you fill out a form, you swab the insides of your cheek, and you're a hero in waiting. So if you'd like more information, go to dkms.org. And I look forward to seeing y'all on Saturday. Thanks so much, Mark.
Amy Roseman, thank you for what you're doing as a donor recruiter for DKMS and looking forward to this event on Saturday. As I said, when we come back, we're going to have Anessa Hayden. She is True's mom, and this is a previously recorded conversation, and I hope that you'll listen to her words and her message because not only does she want to help True in her community, she also wants to help others who need a bone marrow donor. You may be that person. So thank you again, Amy Roseman, for joining me here on The Mark White Show today.
Of course. Thank you so much, Mark.
You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
A little wink, a pat on the back, a big old hug, a little laugh. We can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Yeah, every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Whether you're new to aviation or an experienced pilot looking to advance your skills, Go Vertical Aviation has you covered. With an excellent learning atmosphere and a staff committed to excellence in education, Go Vertical Aviation will customize a learning program just for you. For more information, go to goverticalaviation.com or call 256-412-5226. Be sure to follow Go Vertical Aviation on Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn.
Don't just go. Go Vertical.
Boutique Air in Muscle Shoals, Alabama offers direct flights to Atlanta, Nashville, and Pensacola. Boutique Air service runs twice daily, 7 days a week, with fares starting at $59. Follow Boutique Air Muscle Shoals on Facebook at Boutique Air MSL and book your flight through boutiqueair.com. Boutique Air.
Where you can fly private for the cost of commercial.
The best way to buy, sell, and experience land is with Jonathan Berryhill. For your farm, ranch, recreational, hunting, timber, and acreage needs, contact National Land Realty Professional Jonathan Berryhill at 256-874-7354. or email at jberryhill@nationalland.com. Be sure to follow Jonathan Berryhill with National Land Realty on Facebook. This is your land.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers. Losing a loved one is hard, but losing a loved one and not having an estate plan is even harder. Attorney Harlan Mitchell witnessed what not having an estate plan can do to families and decided to use his experience to do something about it. I encourage you to go to BamaEstatePlanning.com or give Harlan Mitchell a call at 256-216-9884. Again, that website is BamaEstatePlanning.com. Let Harlan Mitchell help you with estate planning. Do it for those you love and do it today.
He's got a cold. Nothing to worry about.
Just need a couple of stitches.
Your COVID rapid test is negative.
Oh boy, x-ray shows it's broken.
Trust Trinity Medical Care when you need urgent care or routine medical care. Walk-ins are welcome. Or let Trinity help you virtually with telemedicine. Visit trinity-medicalcare.com for more information and follow them on Facebook. Trinity Medical Care, where your care comes first. Located on Governor's Drive and South Parkway.
Hey everybody, this is Paul Overstreet, and you are listening to The Mark White Show. Stay tuned, because Mark is doing some things on his show that's helping his community and uplifting people, so you stay with him.
He drives into the city, works extra hard all day, finishes up early, so he can get away. Blue-eyed kid on second base wants dad to watch him play.
Welcome to another Daddy edition of the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment. I am your host, Mark White, and right now I have on the line with me Anessa Hayden, and she reached out to me about her baby girl, True, and we're trying to help with a bone marrow transplant, having a bone marrow drive, and I wanted Anessa to have the opportunity to be able to share about True in this particular situation on the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment. Welcome to the Mark White Show, Anessa.
Thank you for having me. Thank you so much.
I do try to use my show as a vehicle to help others and to recognize people who are making a difference, and we want to try to help however we can when it comes to your baby.
Thank you.
So let's talk about the situation, Anessa. What's going on with True?
Okay, so my daughter, True, she has a very, very rare blood disorder called CAMT. It's congenital megakaryocytic, and the T word is a very long word that I can't seem to pronounce. But in other words, her bone marrow doesn't produce platelets, and platelets are what keeps is what allows your blood to clot. So anytime you have an accident like a cut or any type of fall or something, and if you have any type of external or internal bleeding, your platelets are what causes your blood to clot and stop the bleeding. She doesn't have those factors in her blood. So in order for her to be fixed from her situation, she would have to go through a bone marrow transplant, which she will first do chemotherapy, where they will break her entire cell makeup down, and then they will basically give her a new one. In all of that, we are currently looking for a bone marrow donor. I talked to her doctor, and her doctor said he was going to find her one. Last doctor visit, he said that he didn't find one. So I'm currently going to do a local drive for her here in Huntsville, Alabama. And during this drive, I wanted to encourage the ethnic communities in the area of the importance of giving bone marrow, because from what her doctor told me, the African-American community isn't very aware of the importance of giving bone marrow, and you have the Caucasian community is typically the community that gives bone marrow the most. And so what needs to be done is there needs to be more awareness in ethnic communities, because when you have a person of ethnic background looking for a bone marrow match, it's very hard to find one. There's like a 20% chance, as opposed to Caucasian American will have a 77% chance of finding a bone marrow match. So this is not only for True, but it's also for anybody else who would need a match, because I know that once the more ethnic communities become aware of the importance of getting bone marrow, I know that it will open up doors for, you know, more people to find matches. And so I do want to be a drive in my community to encourage, you know, more ethnic communities to give bone marrow. But like I said, it's not just for the ethnic community. I want everyone to come out and give bone marrow, but it's just the importance of the ethnic community becoming more aware of the importance. Basically, during a bone marrow drive, what will happen is they're going to do a drive-through bone marrow drive, and basically you would just come, pull up, and you'll get a mouth swab test done. And then once you get the mouth swab test done, if you are a match for not just only True, but for anyone who needs bone marrow, they will contact you and let you know, like, you are a match, and could you just, you know, donate your bone marrow. So it's a super simple process, and all I would need everyone to do is just be ready to pull up and give us a little mouth swab test and go on about your day. We just found out she was having this problem in January because she was with my mom, and she had rolled off a couch. And when she rolled off the couch, she had a minor head injury. But so for a normal baby, that would have just been, you know, that she, because the couch was very low to the floor. But because she has this platelet disorder, it caused her to have bleeding in the brain. So she's a lot more fragile than your typical baby. And so when we went to the emergency room, they discovered that she had a severe brain bleed in two parts of her brain. So we were rushed to Children's of Alabama in Birmingham. And at that point, it took them about a month before they got back to us in regards to her disorder. And the disorder is so rare that about maybe 100 people have it. So the research on it isn't, you know, the most research. So she's actually part of, like, I won't say an experiment, but she's one of the ones, you know, they'll be able to kind of do more research on and kind of figure out some things in regards to this specific disorder. Yes, for the past few months, I have been concerned, but we just found out about her disorder maybe about less than, I would say, 3 weeks. And so we were originally told that we didn't have to worry about a bone marrow donor, that she was going to, the doctor said that he was going to find her one. But our last doctor's visit, he said that he didn't find her one yet. So I don't kind of just want to wait around on them. I kind of, at this point, want to take matters in my hands and try to figure some things out to assist with this entire process.
You want people to put themselves in your shoes and to think about if it was somebody they cared about, someone they cared about, and someone they loved, would they want someone to do the same?
Right. I'm excited. I do feel like this is definitely an opportunity not only for my daughter, but for other babies in need.
Yes.
And just increasing those chances of other babies being able to find, you know, matches. And like just like my doctor explained, I didn't realize that finding a bone marrow match and the ethnicity of the individuals donating actually matters. So I was thinking that that didn't really play a factor, but like her doctor was telling me, you know, an African-American is less likely to find a match just because African-Americans are the people who don't donate bone marrow. And I do believe it's because of the lack of information. And so I just want to just, you know, bring more awareness to that. I think it's very, very much so important. And like my doctor was telling me, it's needed. Very much so needed. So with the help of the community, I feel like we will be a success in, you know, raising awareness. Be True, give bone marrow. So that's going to be her slogan, because her name is True.
Oh, I love it.
Yes, we'll be doing a few fundraisers and things like that with, like, shirts and wristbands and things like that. I just want to save some lives, that's all. Not just her life, but other lives, too.
I think you're going to do just that, Anessa, and I appreciate your willingness to do that for others as well.
Thank you. And I really, really, truly appreciate you having me, bringing me on your show, and helping me to bring awareness to her situation. Everything counts right now. with her disorder, they give them about like 3 years to live. And a lot of babies don't even, a lot of parents don't even know that their child has it. The only way that we found out that she had it is literally from her rolling off of a couch, which we thought was the most traumatic thing that ever happened, but it turned out to be a blessing, because had I not known about this disorder, she could have lived to be about 3 years old and then just randomly die on me. So,
yes.
You know, it's just very important for me right now. Her situation is considered an emergency bone marrow transplant because she doesn't have all the time in the world. And so it's very urgent. So this really, I'm extremely grateful for just anything, you know.
We're talking about CAMT. It's a rare blood disorder, and True has it, and we want to try to help save her life. So we appreciate you joining us here on the Mark White Show today, Anessa Hayden. And, of course, True is going to be in our prayers, and I'll continue to try to help however I can through the Mark White Show, okay?
I really, truly appreciate it. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Folks, we've been talking to Anessa Hayden. She is a mom to True. And you've been listening to another edition of the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment. And please follow the Mark White Show on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Thank you for tuning in to another edition of the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment. You're listening to the Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
Who live and love in my hometown.
Hey guys, this is Quentin Aaron. I wanted to tell you guys about my friend True Hayden in need of a bone marrow transplant. So we're going to have a bone marrow drive in Huntsville, Alabama. I want you to stay tuned for information from my friend Mark White of The Mark White Show.
Thank you, Quentin. As Quentin said, the Be True bone marrow drive is to save the life of 8-month-old True Amore Hayden. The Be True Bone Marrow Drive will take place April 17th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Rock Family Worship Center, located at 3401 Holmes Avenue Northwest in Huntsville, Alabama. You're not only helping True Hayden, but others in the community who need a bone marrow transplant as well. We hope you'll make plans to join us. Thank you for your support.
Hi, everybody. This is DJ Thomas. You know, raindrops may be falling on your head, but on Kyla's corner, she's living life sunny side up. Nothing
seems to fit. You are my sunshine, my only. This is Kyla Carter of Kyla's Corner. You can hear my segment every Saturday at 10 a.m. Central Standard Time and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on The Mark White Show. Remember to tune in every Saturday and always live life sunny side up.
Please don't take my sunshine away.
Is it time for a haircut? Go see my friends Philip Butler and B.H. Parker at Southwind Barbershop, located at 1637 Lee Street in Rogersville, Alabama. Give them a call at 256-247-5658. That's 256-247-5658.
If you like hickory smoked ribs that fall apart at the slightest pull, or barbecue shoulders that are so slow smoked each tender bite melts in your mouth, then you are going to love Baby Jack's Barbecue. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett and Arlington. Try the barbecue chicken, beef brisket sandwich, barbecue potato, it is huge, or the Baby Jack Trio, pork, turkey, or beef brisket sliders. You like wet ribs? They like dry ribs. Get one slab that has them both. Catering? Baby Jack's can feed a family or an army. Drive in, drive through, order online, or come in and set them in. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett at Highway 70 in Appling, or in Arlington at Highway 70, just a block west of 385.
Hello, my name is Christian Martinez. I'm a rising senior at Athens Bible School. My school is great because of the wonderful environment in which students can grow and flourish. We have great academics that include the University Preparatory Diploma and dual enrollment courses that lead to an associate's degree before high school graduation. All my teachers and the school's employees are Christians who are devoted to the welfare of students. We have an excellent student body, competitive sports program, and study the Bible first thing every day. It's a great place. Please consider joining us at ABS next year, or give that special child in your life the great opportunity I have.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
Your Dependable Service Center.
You hear me, people, when I say, well, let's all do something good.